disdain the other, in this case Muslims and Latinos, and but I just never had people say thank you for doing this. Very moving.
I want to thank you. This is a fascinating book. It's wonderful, really well written, compelling. It's a page turner, you know. You keep going. The stories, the personal stories are so...
It's a page turner because the people are interesting.
Yes. So thank you for your time.
I'm Richard Reeves, and the book is called Infamy, The Shocking Story of the Japanese-American Internment During World War II.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. It was fun. Interesting.
And that was Tim Nakayama with a special edition, a special Intuum episode for the Asian Pacific American Compass Public Affairs Hour here on KBOO Portland. And coming up at 10, which is right now, in just a moment, is Air Cascadia with local news hosted by Chris Andre at 10:15 today on Flashpoints. Farm worker activists from Baja California protest in front of San Francisco City Hall and call for a boycott of strawberries distributed by the Driscoll Corporation, and our regular weekly broadcast of the Electronic Intifada with Nora Barrows Friedman. And at 11 on the radio zine, Kristen Yount will host Waterworld. So stay tuned for all of that. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not a member, become one. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today.
Hi, this is John Schuck, host of Religion for Life, with a warning. Progressive Christianity is dangerous, and it will send you to hell. That's the message of clergy in Fountain Hills, Arizona. They've ganged up on progressive minister David Felton in a very public way. David talks about his response this week on Religion for Life. Find weekly podcasts on kboo.fm/religionforlife.
Cascadia. Today is Friday, June 5th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm, dot on the web. Today's guest is Jason Stanford with Stop Fast Track. He's been on the show before. You probably will recognize his voice, and if not that, you'll certainly recognize his intelligent insight and passion for getting this stopped before it's too late. Because in the case of Fast Track and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, too late really is too late. This is not something that could be amended, rolled over, turned back, or rethought. This is basically a permanent situation that we are going to get ourselves into and not be able to back out. One rabbit hole we do not want to go down. Jason has put together 10 questions for President Obama. These 10 questions, I believe, are important for all of us to be familiar with, because it's a nutshell view of why this needs to be stopped and why we can't waste any more time with other issues. Because if we don't do this now, if we don't stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership from sinking its teeth into us, nothing else will matter. All the other issues that we care about and that we feel strongly about, none of it will matter, because others will be in charge. Not governments, corporations. We will be handing over the world as we knew it to corporate interests. Our lives will be 100% dictated, as in many cases this is already true. Jason will be with us in just a minute. We've got all kinds of headlines here from orcas, the failed attempt to frighten away sea lions with fake orcas has turned out to have made a full circle and sunk its teeth into its developers, idiots who came up with the ideas in the first place. And as we are waiting to speak to Jason, Oregon lawmakers have introduced a tribal mascots bill, Native American mascots in Oregon, and seeks to allow public schools to continue using Native American words, names, and so forth. Some extremely insulting. If we know what some of the words mean, for example, squaw, we would probably be interested in rethinking what we're actually saying. We're working on getting Jason. We'll have him on in a minute. We are having a little trouble with the phones this morning, but rolling right along, the bill was introduced. This bill regarding Native American mascots was introduced yesterday. It is so unthinkable that we actually have to develop bills and vote on these things in this day and age. It's a little bit unnerving. And next up in the way of headlines, a healthy crowd of onlookers waited patiently at the ready for the orca, which was supposedly headed their way up in Puget Sound. But the killer whale didn't arrive as expected yesterday afternoon due to its natural enemy, mechanical problems. The orca isn't real, of course, but a floating fiberglass replica offered by a Washington man who thought it could frighten away the city's sea lion population, a very popular population, I might add. What happened, though, the fake orca was deployed. It was 32 feet long. Used it normally to promote Terry Buzzard's Island Marina whale watching cruises out of Bellingham. The entire project backfired in ways that the onlookers were probably not prepared for, but were indeed enchanted and entertained by. We are going to have a small interlude here, and then we'll bring you Jason in just a moment. Just a moment, and we will have Jason on the line.
I'm knocking out.
Back and rolling once again to this from the New York Times. A federal computer breach that started in China and has spread to mainstream media. Here, Obama yesterday, he said that it appeared to be one of the largest breaches of federal personal data. It involved at least 4 million current and former government employees. Edward Snowden obviously must be having a bit of a giggle over this. The admin does this sort of thing every day, though. So why get your panties in a twist over Chinese spying when we have just been through the NSA Patriot Act boondoggle, and the best we could come up with is something called the Freedom Act? That said, As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, there is really nothing more important at the moment than stopping Fast Track and stopping the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because if we don't accomplish this, none of the rest of it matters, because it will no longer be in our hands. Jason Stanford, welcome back to KBOO Airwaves and to Air Cascadia.
Thank you very much.
You managed to, a lot of people say, well, this is too complicated, the public doesn't understand it, and what little the public actually knows about it. You developed these 10 questions for Obama, President Obama.
Yes.
But these 10 questions are the inescapable facts of the matter. They, in very simple terms that anyone can understand, explain exactly why this is such a terrible mistake looming over us right now. Would you go through those questions and let listeners know the connections in between each point that you make?
Well, and I'm sorry, it's you're absolutely right. It is at the same time simple and complicated. The simple fact of it all is that we know one thing's going to happen if we pass Fast Track. It's just going to make it easier for corporations to ship American jobs overseas. We all know this is going to happen. That's the simple thing. And so the very first question that we would put to the president is the economists he cites to defend this program say, in the end, the best we can hope for is no new net jobs in this country. So why are we doing this if we're not going to make the Americans better off? What is the point of this then? And I think that's a valid question that they keep coming up with a different answer for.
So
he can't sell any of them.
Go ahead on. I want to keep talking a little bit more about that. Also, we want to talk about the damage, apart from damage to labor as we know it, the damage to the environment as well. So people should point out here that when we talk about, we talk about the quantity of jobs, not the quality of jobs.
Right.
That is what we should be looking at, because most of the jobs, when they talk about these things, most of the jobs that are created are within the corporate architecture, and they're so very low paying, generally, you know, at minimum wage, and
well,
not much.
Sometimes they do create new, better paying jobs, but the people who lost the jobs aren't getting them. All our experience since NAFTA shows that when someone loses a manufacturing job, on average, the next job they get pays 20 to 24% less than what they had before. That's a huge pay cut after being unemployed. And the reason we know people are going to lose their jobs, and this is going to blow your mind, is they have something called trade adjustment assistance. It's a federal program we've been using since NAFTA to help people who lose their jobs. Now, for some reason, they're not letting people in the service industry and other folks like that take advantage of this, even if they do lose their jobs because of trade. But we know that they're already budgeting $600 million or so to help these people who are going to lose their jobs. So they're already admitting that people are going to lose their jobs. But you know how they're going to pay for that assistance? This is the most disgusting thing. They're cutting Medicare by $700 million. That I can't believe.
That's what people should be hearing too, and they're not. Apart from the fact that this Trans-Pacific Partnership in no way resembles a trade agreement. It's not a trade agreement. It's a wish list granted to corporations by corporations, essentially turning over management of all the world's natural resources, including human resources, to corporate interests. Exactly what they've wanted all along.
And it sounds like a conspiracy theory. Doesn't it sound like we should be wearing tinfoil hats
exactly.
and flying around in black helicopters?
I know.
But
I
know this is true because someone leaked that part of the agreement on WikiLeaks, and we've read it. It's called investor-state dispute settlement. And what it means is pretty simple. Say imagine Oregon passes an environmental law. All a corporation has to do is say that law will cost them money. Not has cost them money, but they expect to make less money because of this law, and they can take the Oregon taxpayers to court in The Hague, not an American court, not even in Oregon, but over there in Western Europe, and say, this thing will cost us money, and the Oregon taxpayers would have to fork over compensation for that. So what's that going to do? Are people going to pass environmental laws just expecting to pay compensation? No, they're just not going to pass these laws anymore if corporations can haul them into, you know, The Hague and get a check for it.
And it's not subject to amendment, so and it's irrevocable. These should disturb people. I know I'm disturbed.
Yeah, that's the other thing. This is a confidential agreement. You have to have a classified top secret clearance or a secret clearance to read it. But when you're reading it, they have an armed guard watching you. You're allowed to take notes, but you can't take notes out of the room, so you have to throw those notes away. You can't bring your experts in to explain things to you. And these are only members of Congress in there. They're beholden necessarily on expert staff who help them. So it is to say that this is in any way transparent is to say that your average member of Congress should be completely conversant on trade issues and international corporate issues, which is a tough sell even for experts. And then they're not allowed to tell us what's in it or they could be prosecuted.
And that's what people don't look at. That's why people say this thing is it's complex, but it's not complicated. And the media, the way the media has treated it, has been lockstep with corporate interests. What what would you? I don't know even how to phrase this, but to get the general public to in very simple terms to understand why this affects them so deeply. It's not a trade agreement. It's a complete alteration in the way we live our lives. And just the last 30 seconds or so that we have, you want to wrap that up for our listeners? Because this is...
Sure. I'll wrap up a huge, massive secret agreement no one's ever read in that 20 seconds.
That's why we called you.
All you have to know is that it's not going to make the average American better off. It's going to make corporations more powerful. That's it.
And that's it in a nutshell.